This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Knowing the Score by Judy Murray. Read by Judy Murray. To my mum and dad for instilling in me good values, a love of sport, and a sense of community. Introduction. It was the day I put the tennis balls into the tumble dryer that I realised I thought about tennis a little bit differently. I had started coaching some local kids in Dunblane, and it was, to put it mildly, a shoestring operation. Tennis balls are expensive, and I had barely any money. I wasn't working, as my boys were just toddlers, and when I was coaching, I didn't charge. I just asked the parents of the kids I was teaching to wheel Jamie and Andy round the duck pond near the tennis courts in their buggy. Those tennis balls were precious, and they were getting trashed. The town had just four courts, all outdoors, and it was almost always either freezing cold, blowing a gale, or pouring with rain. When artificial grass gets wet, it behaves like a carpet. It becomes totally sodden. Even when it stopped raining, the sun was rarely strong enough to dry the court out properly, so the rainwater would be absorbed by the tennis balls, the balls would get heavier and heavier, and before long, the kids could barely hit them. And to make matters worse, the balls began to stink. I knew if I couldn't find a solution to freezing cold tennis with pungent, soggy balls, the children of Dunblane would just find another sport.